My name is Honorable Member Sosakade from the Portfolio Committee of this Higher Education. Chair, I just check, we just passed by more than 35 minutes that people that are supposed to come and present are not here yet. And I really feel worried that are busy sitting here, whereas you should be able to maybe doing some other more work and research of within the Parliament. So therefore, I have a proposal, Chair, that Travel must be able to send a note that the department, the ministry, as they were supposed to come and present. I don't know, in terms of the parliamentary procedures and the portfolio committee procedures, what do we do in this effort? Because I don't think we should be kept waiting all day long, as if we don't have other work to do. So I propose that Prabhu must exit and shift the meeting to another day. Thank you.
I think Khadeva has arose on wanting clarity from the chair regarding parliamentary rules as affecting commencement of meetings. I did not revise the rules this morning, but I do know that in instances where there are delays, the chairperson may allow a period not exceeding an hour, after which a decision may be taken to postpone the meeting. When we arrived here at 9:30, a senior manager from the department came here to inform us that the minister and the director general are in the other building having an interview, which is a series of interviews that the executive is having to inform the nation about the programs they have. Whilst on our side, there was an expectation that at 9:30, there would be the tabling of the green paper by the department. So I just patiently waited, and I knew that members at one point or another start wrinkling their fingers and asking as to what is going on. I noticed that Honorable Makubela wants to say something.
I think my basis of interacting with this issue would be with regard to the fact that there is no clarity when there will be appearing. So it's unlike if we were told what it means. We are in a state of confusion, and I don't think we must be subjected to that for any longer. As long as we don't know what it means, what those interviews and the times and all that would relate to our staying here. So that's why I would necessarily say if we have to be postponing it, we may need to do that. We'll allow deliberations. We advanced that by 10. They would have concluded the interview coming this way, and I'm certain that it is about 10. Members can reflect as to what they think the chairperson must do in these circumstances. We can wait for some few more minutes, or we may decide to pass the topic.
Chair, I posed a question and I made a proposal, of which in my view is that Honorable Makubela has seconded my proposal that we should exit. It's 10 minutes past 10 now. Ordinarily, we should have been cautioned early. That's why, you know, Honorable Makubela was saying, you know, we sat here you know, not knowing what is happening. And you can't be subjected to a pre-planned meeting. We didn't plan this meeting this morning. It has been there in our programs, and I think the department knew about it. Obviously, probably some of these things, they can come as a shock, and they want to go and address the media and all that stuff. But as the portfolio committee, I don't think we should be subjected to such kind of behavior. That's what I'm saying, you know. Ordinarily, if we were running a spaza shop, I wouldn't mind. We could have waited until 2 o'clock or 4 o'clock till the sitting starts, you know. But here we're running a country, and there are lots of things that we must be able to research as to improve service delivery and running of the country itself. So I still stand by my proposal, Chair. Thanks.
Can I allow deliberations? You know my practice. I allow engagement. I don't allow quick decisions.
Thank you, Chair. In my 15 years in the Education Committee, this has never happened in my 15 years as a member of this committee. So I will welcome any ruling by the chair in this matter. But my personal view is that we postpone we call off the meeting. Right? Thank you.
Chairperson, I would also support that. I think it is highly problematic and worrying that we weren't informed earlier. I'm sure the Minister was aware of the fact that there would have been these interviews this morning. I don't think it came out of the blue. And I think as a portfolio committee, we should have the necessary respect given to us in terms of our time.
Chair, that's also in my 2 weeks as a member of this committee. I've never seen this happening. Therefore, I agree with other members with 15 years that this has not happened. Therefore, you see, I agree with my colleagues up there that issues of governance should be taken very seriously. Yes, the media is very important where we posture our views. But what is more important are these platforms where we create policy. To me, because I want us to deliberate over this, I would have preferred. Yes, I know members are angry. Maybe it's because of my 2 weeks in the committee. That would have at least persuaded people that we get a clarification on what is happening. At least by half past, we are able to say we postpone the meeting because we have other responsibilities. We can't miss this opportunity where this kind of a presentation is made. This is how we delay delivery, by being so technical, by being so irresponsible like the department. Therefore, we must at least check, get a clarification when they come here, whether they are still coming, and then we leave here knowing that these people are going to come or they are not going to come, they are going to delay us, and then we take a decision based on an informed point of view. If I want to persuade with my 2 weeks in this committee that we consider what I'm proposing.
Yes,
Molly.
Chair, thank you. Ordinarily, a meeting is postponed after an hour if there are problems to continue or proceed with it. But we have expressed a view that even 20 minutes is too much. So I think it would make sense to me if we postpone the meeting now. Thanks.
We have been advised here by the parliamentary officer who just came that they're on their way. I think there's a basis for the admonishment of the department for this occurrence, because there has not been an advanced request for us to delay the meeting. We delayed the meeting out of parliamentary courtesy, and I would imagine that there is some explanation to be made by whomever is coming before us. And I would just like to urge members, in the interest of the country, to wait for the department to come. And the first thing to be done will be an explanation, and members are permitted to admonish the department for the practice of not respecting this institution.
My concern is that you are setting a precedent, and it is good for the department to undermine the portfolio committee and arrive late. I will excuse myself in terms of my behavior. But I really feel that the department is not really taking us serious. It's very undermining. I said it earlier. We're running a country.
You have got a point. I'm sure we are in agreement that we must admonish the department, and I hope as we are engaging, they are coming up the stairs or the elevators to this meeting. And the first thing that has got to be done would be engagement on this aspect. And secondly, we may not give them the luxury of time, even in terms of perhaps in other occasions where we would allow elaborate presentations on the basis of that. But still, after that engagement, I'll permit members to guide whether we proceed to the meeting or not. But out of courtesy, we would have to wait a bit, so that we should not also be found wanting in terms of respecting our own rules. I do know that whoever has got access to the rules, he would realize the duty bestowed on the chairperson in respect of that.
I got a major meeting.
I must run around for you.
Thank you. to pun off all the blackberries in the third world country. In America, they all say, God, don't have a feature.
They're beyond blackberries.
I was watching Al Jazeera 2 weeks ago. So there was a program about BlackBerry always in financial trouble. Yeah. They're only surviving because they're funding off the
third world.
To our third world.
No, we won't be able to afford iPhone. But the next, I want to get me an iPhone one.
Yeah, I think I'm going to. I also think so.
But I know.
For
Yeah, I got you. Thanks, Peter.
I wish the parliamentary liaison was here. I was going to say one of the great revolutionaries, Govan, big a communist, and Raymond Tshaba, a communist, would say, if you miss a minute, if there was an appointment in the struggle for liberation, you would find them in the spot where they have defined without them being there. Because they might have thought that you were selling out some with the revolution. I think we've waited until half past. The Director General, 1 minute after 10. Now, in the words of Raymond Tshaba, a communist, and Govan, would have left this meeting to send a very strong message that this is not acceptable. The Director General is here, the Minister is not here. My view is that to teach our officials and the Minister, we must depart this meeting using good communist lessons, that we must keep time That's why our kids are not keeping time at school. They are late. If a minister, a director general, could not keep time to come to account to parliament, we have a problem. That's why delivery doesn't meet time and targets. It's because of this kind of behavior. Therefore, I'm saying let us adjourn this meeting until further notice.
Unfortunately, that I've been saying this all along.
Okay.
But probably this must be a lesson that Parliament is not about being celebrities, going to the media all the time. Parliament is all about, you know, implementing legislation that must be drafted by the executive and given to us to approve and pass. So, probably I must say, the department from now onwards should prioritize the portfolio committee than the media, because they are not celebrities. They are not going to get awards there. They must come and assist us to run the country. I'm not really happy about what has happened. But that's what I can say.
Chairperson, thanks. I just want us to be within the orderly manner or way of running meetings. The two members who have just spoken, they spoke outside of the meeting. If we are to formalize it, you must actually lead us to the meeting starting, and we'll be able to know what happens, whether there's a meeting or there's no meeting, so that whatever decision is taken, it's well recorded.
I think earlier on, colleagues, I had indicated that a senior official of the department advised that the minister and the director general were conducting an interview in the other building as a series of briefings by the executive to the nation about programs of government. And whilst I was clarifying that point, the parliamentary officer of the department called at this table to inform us that the officials were on their way to this meeting, subsequent to which a period of about 40 minutes elapsed, which took us to almost a minute after a period of an hour of us waiting for the arrival of the official. And that was subsequent to an almost agreed perspective that it is inappropriate for the department not to come on time, particularly without any prior request advanced to the committee in relation to the fact that they would be having an interview. And then I appealed that we should wait until the department comes, and they have come, and they said they should give an explanation. And the DG is here. It may only be fair to allow the DG to proffer an explanation for this occurrence, after which the committee can reflect on that advancement, and then we can determine which way to go.
Could I just ask, before you give the DG opportunity, Chairperson, as far as I know, the notice for the meeting was that the minister would brief the portfolio committee. Is there any formal apology tendered by the minister for not being here?
I'm sure that question will also be addressed by the DG. Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. My apology for coming at this time, and indeed, really, it's not born out of contempt from the standpoint of the department as well as the minister. The minister will not be with us for this session because there is a meeting which is looking at the PICC, which cabinet members at the present moment are working hard on the critical nuts and bolts in regard to that. And in that exercise, the Department of Higher Education and Training has got very critical projects that have to be rolled out in regard to the required infrastructure for our post-school education and training routine. And because it came then as a very hard request that the minister would have to be there or we may run the risk of missing quite a lot in regard to these projects which pertain to the two universities that have to be established, as well as huge backlogs in student accommodation, which are, amongst other things, a problem that virtually all our institutions are struck with. And if you're looking even in the kinds of projects that are taking place throughout our institution, the key thing really is the student accommodation. So on those bases then, so the minister sincerely extended his apology for the meeting. On the second part, Chair, it's really those things that you would really be so uncomfortable about, but in some instances things just become beyond your own control as an individual. Because on this matter, we were to engage on the very critical aspect on the project and the task that Professor Rensberg undertook, not at some stage. And in the report that he compiled, there are quite critical issues. And he then requested that he would like to put this matter behind him. And an arrangement was made for an earlier time for that. And in the process, he delayed, you know, in making up for about 30 minutes. And that unfortunately impacted, you know, quite a lot on the arrangements that were forthcoming. That is why we were held up. And on that, we really apologize quite sincerely, because he was already here, coming from Joburg, but delayed on the way. So we had that extreme dilemma that we had to deal with in that regard. So we're really extending our sincere apology in that regard, and if not on the basis of contempt to the committee. Thank you, Chair.
everyone hears what the DG says, but my sense in listening to this is that the committee still is an afterthought. I cannot see why, when this very pressing meeting for the minister came about, that our secretary could not have been informed that we rather postpone this meeting. I think it is extremely important that we be briefed by the minister on this very important green paper, which I think also is priority. And concerning the meeting this morning, why were we not informed yesterday if this was such an urgent meeting? And I think, in all honesty, this meeting should have been postponed by the minister and the DG.
Thank you, Chairperson. Whilst one is trying to understand the reasons advanced by the DG, but in the balance of things, it's clear that the portfolio committee was relegated to the lowest rung of things, because if the minister knew about other meetings, for surely the chairperson of the committee was just a phone, cell phone away, just to phone the chairperson. They were delayed. That did not happen, you know. It's worrying, you know. And for the minister to hear about even the Rizbank, Van Rizbank matter, you compare the two. Van Rizbank could have waited, and we take the first priority, but this does not happen. But well, in short, in my view, the meeting can't go on. We cannot proceed with the meeting. Let's postpone the meeting until the minister finds time to brief us. In good way.
In Xhosa, we say inyathi buzwa kwabaphambi, meaning I could have listened to the honorable member who have experience, because he understands these things better with my 2 weeks here. And meaning I'm getting to learn more about the tricks of apologizing. You see, this administration, when it assumed the responsibility, it emphasized the importance of lawmakers, the legislature. This is a true indictment or a throw of an egg to the face of the administration, new administration, President Jacob Zuma, where the minister is saying your priorities of strengthening the power, the authority of the parliament is more than any other thing. Because this is the house of the people of South Africa. Now, the people of South Africa cannot be listened at, cannot be prioritized by this minister. I wonder how many meetings of our people on the ground are postponed and cancelled because of reprioritization by this minister. I understand, you see, the director is a servant. He stands wherever he's told to be sent. In this case, I'm not going to focus to the director, I'll focus to the minister. That this is not acceptable. We can't sit here for really an hour. You know, you have, by 9:30, they already knew that she's not going to come here. And then they say, we must wait. What is that? This is what is happening all over. This is not true. It cannot be accepted. In between, they thought that, no, we must postpone this. Because if they knew there's this meeting, really, man, this meeting was not organized in 20 minutes. If they knew that there was this meeting, in which I don't even believe that there's this issue, they would have come here and said, look, half past, we might not have chairperson. You know the main person who's not respected, whilst you are not respected, is you. And what I've noticed, some of these ministers do not respect chairpersons of portfolio committees, because you represent us here. Now, I think you must say something, you must write a letter to the minister that we are more than right in this issue. We are more than right. We are communists in this matter, and we want him to respond, you see, in this matter, and apologize, and come and address this thing. Look, this is a political discussion, a green paper, it's a discussion. Don't want any administrative thinking here. We'll deal with that when we deal with the bill and so on. One, the thinking of the department. What is it that they think they want to do and legislate here? Therefore, we can't listen to you, sir, on this matter. We need to listen to the minister. You must come and respect the people of South Africa. Speak to the people of South Africa. We guide this green paper to a direction that will serve our people. Accommodation cannot be solved in this meeting. All these issues, DG, that are raising, have always been standing since we are the chairperson of the standing committee. Still going to be a long-term process for us to deal with them. This meeting was more than important. Anyway, by this meeting is a foundation for what he wants to go and do. It's a mandate. If he does not understand what he's supposed to do, this is the mandate. This is what we're supposed to give him a mandate, to understand all these things that he thinks is going to address, having a mandate and an understanding. Something he hasn't understood. And he must start respecting people.
Our point is that we should not set any precedent which in future may give us problems. I take it whatever the reasons that may be advanced, there are particular concerns about it. And I think we must be able to take it in that particular spirit. The second issue, Chair, is that yes, it was going to be very much appreciated for the minister, for the ministry to make this presentation about the green paper. But I'm also worried if I'm to argue for postponement, Chair, that by now we are 1.5 hours into the meeting, and the meeting has not started. And the issues that were to be tabled here are so serious. Now, we don't want to give an impression that we received the presentation for the sake of it. So there was supposed to be proper engagement after each presentation. Now, if the time we have at hand may not allow that, it will mean that we just going ahead so that at least we justify that at least that formality did happen. And we don't want to create that impression to the public that we were there to entertain some matters and we were under pressure of time and we were okay. Whatever the pressure of the department and the ministry may have, I think they will have to bear with us in this particular regard. And we be able to postpone the meeting and probably ensure that next week wherein this presentation could be made, unless there could be any other manner within the week, and we have an extraordinary kind of arrangement where we can come to make a presentation. If time will permit to do that within the arrangement of Parliament, if not, it will have to be a normal sitting wherein we, or meeting of the portfolio committee, wherein we're meeting it to.
Thanks, Chair. we are taking or using another time over and above the hour that we spend waiting. And unfortunately, we're spending another time discussing an apology. I think it would have made sense if the meeting was called off an hour after 9:30. So I think we depend on you, Chair, to make a decision. We have expressed our disquiet about what has happened. We've heard the apology. But it doesn't mean that we didn't wait for an hour here. Thank you.
As the chair, I cannot override the committee. The rules are very clear about my responsibility in this committee. And I've always ensured that there is consensus in whatever matter that is brought before this committee. I think I'm obliged to postpone at this meeting and say that we convey our concern that there could be a meeting that was organized at the instance of the department relating to the Green Paper. And on the same page, an event to receive a report on the task team headed by Professor Ransberg. Both are equally important tasks of our nation and have got to be placed in that sense. Therefore, they don't have to contradict each other. We will convey our concern in writing as advised by the committee, and the minister will explain in writing or in any subsequent meeting that would have with him regarding this matter. As a committee, we have never refused to take any report from officials if they are properly mandated, as long as they would execute the task with equal capacity of whomever delegates that authority. We therefore are adjourning this meeting on that basis. The meeting is adjourned.
Yeah.